We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Yes. Congratulate you, Hall of Famers. So honored to be in the presence of radio royalty.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
It's a big deal.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does. And y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
We love y'all, man. Thank you for being the people's champs.
Probably the greatest.
I'll drill y'all.
Good morning, USA.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Next level, baby. Let's go.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Next day.
Bucks in 7. I told y'all that already.
Now can we talk about this incredible game last night?
They had the game that they should have had. That's the game that...
Kevin Durant played the entire game.
Yeah, but I said that yesterday, though. I said
49
Kevin,
points.
Yeah.
17 rebounds.
Amazing.
10 assists.
Absolutely. Jeff Green stepped up with 27 points. I think Blake Griffin had 17.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking records.
But Bucks in 7.
The first player in NBA history.
To do what?
To get 49 points. To get at least 45 points. But yes, now he's...
No. Huh? First player in history.
During the playoff game.
To get 49, 17, and 10. Mm-hmm. That's what he was the first one to do that.
Oh, okay. I was like, I've seen players score 45 points in the playoffs before.
49, 17, and 10.
Yeah,
that's 49 amazing.
Pounds, 49 points, 17 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Yes, KD showed up last night. As he should have.
Yeah. I think the Nets got this. This is the Nets.
Bucks
this.
In
I mean,
7.
I got so discouraged during the beginning of the game. I was like, I don't know if I
they came back third quarter.
Watch this whole game.
Bucks in 7.
Kevin Durant looked great last night. James Harden, he played a lot of minutes, didn't score too much, but...
He didn't score at all. They're talking about sitting him for game 6.
He was a factor. He did score. He scored five points last night.
And, you know, let's also show some love to
Kyrie. Oh, yeah, one field goal. That's what it was.
To Kyrie Irving, because he just had a baby, too.
He did?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And his girlfriend had a baby, Marlene Wilkerson.
Congratulations.
Okay,
congratulations to Kyrie. Yes.
Bucks in 7.
Now, Yee, how would you take this, right? You get in the elevator, and all you hear is... Pull your pants up. You never know who's in this elevator with you. Would you go to Human Resources?
That would be really creepy.
It was very creepy.
That was not creepy. That's another grown man telling first of all, it's a 42-year-old grown man telling a 43-year-old grown man, pull your goddamn pants up because you never know who's in this elevator.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It was.
What
like,
are you talking it about?
Like, it was like this. Stop the music. Pull your pants
No,
up.
That's how you heard it.
You never know who's in the
Listen,
elevator
I'm,
with you.
I'm only responsible for what I say, not how you receive it. Okay?
Didn't y'all ride into work today?
Excuse me?
Y'all came in together, I thought.
What are you talking about?
Y'all rode into work together today.
You think we a carpooling ass couple of niggas? No, we did not carpool.
Holding hands. I know what the hell was going on today.
What are you talking about?
Sky.
The hell is wrong with you?
All right.
I was just telling another grown man to pull his pants up because you're too old to be sagging your damn pants, okay?
I think
and when I said that, you never know who's in this elevator. You never know. You could be in there with, you know, another businessman. You could be in there with some older women.
It was 5:15 in the morning. That you it was influence. Just you. It was just you. Yeah. Me and you were the only two in the elevator.
And how you sag track pants?
You guys, we
if you're sagging track pants, then you're really going out of your way to bust a sag. Grow up.
It's too early.
Grow the hell up, Envy.
Well, stop looking at my ass. That's the problem.
It has nothing to do with your ass.
Yes, it does. It has everything to do with my ass.
You're too grown to be sagging. You don't think a 43-year-old grown man is too old to be sagging his pants?
You don't think a 43-year-old grown man is too old to be looking at my ass?
I really don't want to be in the middle of this. Y'all can
what color underwear I had on?
White.
See? Because you're looking at my ass.
No, because you sagging your pants. Yo, how you sag track pants? Seriously, ladies and gentlemen. You sagging track pants?
I could do what I want to do.
That means you're trying. That means you're intentionally sagging your pants.
I just got out my car and I was fixing myself up.
Okay, let's get it
started. Stop looking at my ass.
Man, where is Fleece Johnson when you need him?
You're a little kinky one, man. All right. Well, Migos will be joining us this
morning.
Hey. I'm sure they didn't want that segue, but...
Culture 3 is out right now.
Yes. So we're going to kick it with the Migos in a little bit. And then we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Right. Well, let's talk about COVID restrictions being lifted in some major places. But there's some other issues with some testing positives. And we'll tell you what got shut down.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
Good morning.
Now, last night, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Bucks 114-108.
Wow. That's amazing.
Nets Bucks in seven.
Series 3-2. Now, last night, Kevin Durant had 49, 17, and 10.
Sheesh.
Blake Griffin had 17 points in 29 minutes. James Harden, he played 46 minutes but only had 5 points. And Green had 27 points.
Salute to Jeff Green. Jeff Green was a big X factor in that game. But Bucks in seven.
And the Greek Freak had 34 points last night. Now, tonight, the 76ers play the Hawks at 7:30. And the Clippers play the Jazz.
There was no West Coast game on last night?
I fell asleep, too. I don't think there was a West Coast game on last night. All right, what else we got?
Well, California is back open. They have turned the page, according to their governor, Gavin Newsom. He actually declared from an outdoor stage at Universal Studios Hollywood. He did a game show-style selection of 10 residents who got $1.5 million apiece just for getting vaccinated. He said today's a day to reconnect with strangers, loved ones, family members, give people hugs. At midnight, California lifted most of their pandemic restrictions. They were among the first states in the country to order a coronavirus lockdown back in March last year, and they're among the last to fully reopen. In New York, they've also lifted most COVID restrictions effective immediately, and that's now that 70% of adults have at least one vaccine shot. So we can get back to living. Businesses can open. The state mandates are gone. Social gathering restrictions, the capacity restrictions, the health screenings, the cleaning, and the disinfecting protocols are all gone.
So what does this mean? Is the pandemic over? Don't send us mixed messages. Don't open up everything and tell us the pandemic is still going on.
And I do want to say, let's still disinfect.
Yeah, they should still.
You should always disinfect. You should always wash your hands.
As a matter of fact, this should be like a lifestyle change for people. If you weren't washing your hands all the time,
if you weren't
using hand sanitizer, if you weren't sanitizing office spaces before, you should definitely continue to do that.
Yeah, y'all just wasn't paying attention in first grade if you just start washing your hands because of COVID.
But some people don't. We don't see people walk out the bathroom.
Yeah, but now hand sanitizing, I do it way more than I ever did in my life. Like, I feel like I sanitize my hands at least 10 times a day.
Is the pandemic over, though, is the question I wanted.
Well, here's the thing. There's still some issues. Like Royal Caribbean, right? They were going to be doing their inaugural sailing of their cruise ship Odyssey of the Seas. But they had to cancel that because they were supposed to come back as major cruise lines are finally starting to set sail for the first time. They had 8 vaccinated crew members test positive for COVID-19. Wow. So it was done during routine testing. All 1,400 crew on board Odyssey of the Seas were vaccinated on June 4th. They'll be considered fully vaccinated on June 18th. The positive cases were identified after the vaccination was given and before they were fully effective.
Here's the thing, though. If you still test positive and the majority of people around you are vaccinated, does it matter that you're positive?
I was thinking that the other day, like, because if you have the vaccine and you do test positive and they're saying with the vaccine you shouldn't get sick, you shouldn't have to go to the hospital, so it should flow through you like damn near the flu, right?
I guess it's just matters of not wanting to infect unvaccinated people.
What if the majority of people around you are vaccinated?
I would hope it would be everyone. I feel like it has to be everyone.
So everybody on that cruise is not vaccinated?
But what happens if you get back from the cruise, right, and then you give it to unvaccinated people?
You got to quarantine, I guess.
Or your kids.
But you know, it's also how do you know, right? Because if you don't really get that sick, you can't get in the hospital. It's almost you don't know that you have COVID.
Well, they still have to get tested. So that's why they knew it. They did routine testing of the crew.
Man,
so that's how they found out.
Outside is open.
It's open.
We out here.
Yeah, and even, okay. I was going to say, you know what's dumb too? When people come up here, we make everybody get a COVID test, right? But should we stop that now?
No, because they making money.
Yeah, they paying the people paying for them COVID tests.
Right, but you know, you was in Miami last weekend. Did you take a test when you got back? You was out of town.
I took a test before I left for Miami, and I took a test when I got there.
Yeah, but now when you got back, what about you? You've been out this weekend. I was out this weekend. Dramos was out this weekend. Nick was out this weekend. Nobody took a test.
We outside.
Yeah, it's not really required anymore.
The Migos was in Miami with me this weekend too. They gonna be here today too. So.
If they got it, you got it.
Well, let's see who's vaccinated from the Migos, because they do have a song.
They better. That's right. They got a song called Vaccine, so they better. One of them better be vaccinated, at least two of them.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, Evie. Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, Angela.
Peace,
Rick.
It's Rick.
What up, King?
Oh, what's going on? Hey, I want to give a shout out to Brooklyn Nets.
Hey.
For amazing game last night.
Let's go.
And I'm going to need Charlamagne to hop on board with the New York Kings, man.
What?
I understand.
I'm not from New York.
But I think it's good luck that he's not.
And that's a childhood thing. But you make too much money in New York, New Jersey, and Tri-State area to not be hopping on the New York team.
No, I don't ride Bucks and seven.
Whoa. That's a lie.
And not to mention, Milwaukee is the first.
He didn't mean it literally.
Milwaukee is the first city that ever syndicated The Breakfast Club. First city to ever take a chance
New
on
New York is the first city to actually take a chance on this.
New York, man.
So why are we not?
When everybody else rejects you, New York embraces you, man.
What are you talking about?
Rick, it's good luck. It's good luck for us. Don't worry about it.
By the way, how is it good luck for y'all? The Knicks been sucking for years. Salute to the Knicks for finally being fourth in the East.
I'm talking about for us, as in the Nets.
The Nets have been sucking for a long time. But Bucks in seven.
We New Yorkers, yo. We riding out with our team.
No, let him keep rooting for the Cowboys.
Hold on. How you mean absolutely, Envy?
What? I rock all my New York teams.
And you a rider. You got to pick one. You can't be a Giants fan, a Jets fan, a Nets fan, and a Knicks fan, a Yankees fan, and a Mets fan. That's not how this works.
So let me ask you a question.
So why the other Knicks fans, the diehards, don't do that?
Some of them do.
I haven't seen none.
Some of them do.
The diehard Knicks fans.
Not diehard.
Exactly. So, Rick, you can be a Yankees fan and a Mets fan?
No, you're a Yankees fan. You're a Yankees fan. But if the Mets make it, you want the Mets to win. You're a New Yorker.
I want them to win. It's not my team.
Absolutely.
I don't need to buy a Mets ticket.
And Charlamagne, don't get it twisted. Charlamagne was courtside at the Nets games when they used to give us tickets.
When they were in Jersey.
Yeah, man.
Because I live in New Jersey.
Were you courtside? You was on the...
Here's the thing. I just watch basketball. If I thought the Nets was going to win the series, I would say they're going to win the series. But I think Bucks in seven.
Nah, that's not true.
Let's not even argue about this.
I was rooting for the Knicks.
We're good.
And we see where that got you.
That's what I'm saying. This is good luck.
Don't worry about it, Rick. Don't worry about it. We'll come back to the
all
next
I'm
week.
Saying. Hey, listen. All I'm saying is, and I love about New York is they're so hype beast. That's why Supreme was so big here. But when the Nets lose, Supreme they got nothing to say. Nets win, it's like, oh my God, Bucks in seven.
You riding out with them either way?
No, I ride out with my Nets.
Bucks in seven.
Can I give a shout out real quick to the Juices of Life on Castle Hill? I go there every morning.
All right.
They be hooking me up.
Juices for Life, shout out to us.
To get that sea moss with maca, Charlamagne. I'm telling you, with that maca powder in there.
Sea moss with what powder?
Maca powder.
Oh, okay.
All right, brother. All right, Rick. Yeah.
Bucks in seven, Rick.
Now cut it out.
Have a good one, Rick.
It's good luck.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, I'm going to start telling y'all Mike the manager. Because I called too much for y'all not to know who I am.
Damn.
Never heard of you, Mike.
But go ahead, Mike.
Oh, this Mike. This Mike the manager. Hey, but I was calling to tell y'all, man. Charlamagne, you right, man. Bucks and Steven, man.
I mean, if you watch basketball, Kyrie Irving out for the rest of the series.
You saw last night's game?
So what? Listen,
I watch basketball.
I want y'all to rewind to me yesterday saying Kevin Durant is going to have a monster game, and he has it in him to have a monster game and will the team to win at least one. But Bucks and seven.
Did you say Bucks and six yesterday?
No, I did not. I've been saying Bucks and seven.
He started off saying Bucks and six. Now he's saying
not
seven.
True.
Get the audio.
He did.
Yeah, please get the audio. I've been saying Bucks and seven since the beginning of the series.
You said Bucks and six yesterday.
No. Yeah. I said Bucks and seven, and I'm being nice because it could be Bucks and six being that they're hurt. But I've been saying Bucks and seven since the beginning of the series. And when they were down 2-0, I said Bucks and eight.
You sound like a politician.
Oh, y'all are ridiculous.
Is this his opinion?
Wipe the off your faces, okay? Because y'all,
you're acting like people don't hear me. Belligerent. It's okay.
Because y'all acting like people don't hear me. I've been saying Bucks and seven since the beginning of the series.
When?
I don't know what to tell you.
This is his opinion, guys.
Oh my God.
Hello, who's this?
It's Tisha from Texas. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Tisha. Get it off your chest.
Well, I'm hot, literally.
Why are you so hot?
Governor Abbott has wheeled through here telling women what we can do with our vaginas, or, you know, telling you you can walk around with the gun and all this stuff, but he won't fix the grid or make sure that the grid is fixed. See, in February, we were all cold because power kept going out. Mm-hmm. Now, we've had a little bit of heat in Texas, and the power grid's going out again. We're experiencing rolling blackouts in the Texas heat already. Mm-hmm. Oh, concern. Turn your heat, your air up to 78. Really? It might as well not be on if it's on 78.
You right.
Damn.
Crazy. I'm so mad right now. And I need to tell you, you must have really been liking those advances. Because today, mid-June, is the first time you threatened to call human resources since November.
And all I did as a grown man is tell him pull his pants up. But I guess but I guess I'm hating on Envy's SAG for telling another grown man to pull his pants up.
He ain't hating. He just likes my ass.
I think he's 43 years old. You shouldn't be sagging your pants.
He's been flirting with me for 10 years on this radio station. And you're right. I think it is time to go to the resources.
You love it.
I know I don't.
Are you victim blaming?
Yes, you are.
Let me ask you a question, Queen.
I'm building a case on this gentleman.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of a 43-year-old man sagging his pants?
He should only do that when he's about to go to the restroom.
Maybe I was on my way to the restroom. You don't know where I was going. You don't know.
She got to go.
For 11 years up here, this man has been flirting with me,
making
unwanted advances, and today it stops. And anybody who makes fun of me or laughs at me is victim blaming.
For another grown man telling another grown man to pull his goddamn pants up?
Why are you looking at my ass? Your eyes should be
You were sagging your pants.
You're looking at me now.
And you're sagging your track pants.
Don't look at me. You're making me feel uncomfortable.
You're 43. Act like it.
I'm uncomfortable.
This feels like ageism as well.
It's not. It's grownism.
It's all that. And I'm going to human resources after this. I don't even think I want to work today. Yeah, we have rumors on the way?
Yes, and Tupac's birthday is today.
Hey.
And find out what Jada Pinkett Smith has done to celebrate that.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So today would have been Tupac's 50th birthday, and to celebrate that, Jada Pinkett Smith actually read a poem that Tupac wrote, and she posted it as well. And she said that he has written her many letters and many poems, and she said this one has never been published. It's called Lost Souls.
I don't think this one has ever been published, honestly. He had a song called Lost Souls on the gang-related soundtrack, but I believe this was the original concept because he wrote this, I believe, when he was at Rikers. Some say nothing gold can last forever, and to believe this, I need no proof. I have witnessed all that was pure in me and be changed by the evil men can do. The innocence possessed by children once lived inside my soul, but surviving years with criminal peers has turned my warm heart to cold. I used to dream and fantasize, but now I'm scared to sleep, petrified not to live or die, but to awaken and still be me. It is true that nothing gold can last. We will all one day see death. When the purest hearts are torn apart, lost souls are all that's left. Down on my knees, I beg of God to save me from this fate. Let me live to see what was gold in me before it's all too late.
All right.
Y'all should close the door, because that's...
Yeah, I hear mad outside noise.
Close the door.
All right.
Okay, guys.
All right. Well, happy birthday. What would have been Tupac's birthday today?
He's 50th. And I know we can say Pac lived a full life, but you know, he accomplished a lot. But think of what he could have done if he could have lived to 50. Okay, so the goal is to get old. Stretch this life thing out for as long as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Big Meech is set to be released from prison 3 years early. So that's good news for him. A judge has granted his motion for a reduced sentence. And according to All Hip Hop, they lowered his sentence from 360 months to 324 months. He was initially scheduled to be released on November 25th, 2031, but now his release date is set for 2028.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Miami's first full open seating event got postponed, got canceled because of COVID. And so it was supposed to be Saturday night. The Stars were supposed to come out in full force for what they were billing Miami's first full open seating event post-COVID. It was supposed to be at the former Marlins Park, but they said the pandemic is not over. According to Fox Sports 640 radio host Andy Slater, he tweeted out that Teofimo Lopez has tested positive for COVID-19, and he was diagnosed earlier in the day and added that the lightweight world champ is symptomatic. So a publicist for Trilla confirmed that this it was all postponed, but did not give an immediate reason why.
Huh? Florida?
Yeah, Florida's
now
been
y'all
open.
Care about COVID?
It was
Miami?
A Trilla Fight Club event.
Miami cares about COVID. I was at the Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday for the YouTube TikTok event, and it was 17,000 people there.
Didn't Floyd just fight there and it was
yes,
packed?
The week before, Hard Rock Stadium, same
Liv,
building.
Liv is open every weekend.
No, Migos had their album release party at Liv on Sunday. It's like, what are you talking about, Miami? Really? Y'all care about COVID?
Well, how do you feel about Atlanta? What do you think they think about COVID there? Because Freaknik is back. The Freaknik Festival is returning with a 3-day event, and that's going to be happening in October.
What is Freaknik nowadays? I'm just curious.
Yeah, you can't do Freaknik.
you can't do Freaknik
in 2021. No. You just simply can't.
Yeah, what's Freaknik?
Then they do it again. They did it a couple of years ago, right?
They might as well take the freak and just call it Nick.
Returned in 2019.
Like Nick at Night. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be just as safe as Nick at Night, by the way.
Well, it returned in 2019 with Trina, Da Brat, Foxy Brown. This year, it's Ray J, Lil Scrappy, Phil Mop, Adina Howard, and more.
So it's just a Freaknik concert.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Okay.
Freaknik was I have never desired to go to Freaknik back in the day.
I'll tell you one thing. If this was the 90s, COVID would be the least of your worries. There's a lot of other diseases out there you would catch at Freaknik in the 90s.
Absolutely.
Okay.
A little too wild for me.
You never went to Freaknik Greek Philly Greek or none of those things at all?
No. In Philly, though, we did go to, what was the
Penn Relays.
The Penn Relays. Yeah, Penn that's Relays. As wild as it got for me.
Well, it's different for you, though, and because you went to school in Virginia. Yeah. So you was down south.
So you never went to Myrtle Beach?
Black Bike Weekend, never. Baby!
4th of July in Virginia
nope.
Beach.
No? Let me tell you, the most I ever went to, like I said, was the Penn Relays and Howard's Homecoming.
Yeah, that's why you be wilding so much now. You ain't had no life when you was a kid. No Disney World, no Freaknik, no Myrtle Beach Black Bike Weekend.
But
Penn
I don't,
Relays?
I've never been like wanted to wild. I don't like big crowds of people like wilding. I don't want nobody, I don't like parades. I don't go to none of those things. I'll go to a party, but I'm not going to Freaknik. I'm not going to
what was
any
Freaknik?
Of those.
Shut up, young boy. Everything ain't for
just
you.
Just Google it, and you'll see. Sorry. All right, now, Pooh Shiesty's alleged shooting victim has recanted his statement and is saying that Pooh Shiesty might not have shot him at all. Okay, according to documents that was obtained by TMZ, he's on record saying that he was given this powerful opioid painkiller when he first arrived at the hospital that night. He now claims that he was so high, you know, because of that opioid that as he spoke to a detective about the matter, he doesn't remember what he said. In this new account, he is suggesting the commotion in the club might have been caused by a fan. Not a person, but like a fan that spins around.
That's what it is.
That fell in a parking garage nearby. He also says he doesn't recall Pooh aiming at him or even shooting at him. He said he doesn't want to press charges. He doesn't want officials in Florida to contact him about this matter. And Pooh Shiesty's lawyers are saying that's enough for prosecutors to at least reconsider the decision not to release him on bond.
I hate this era that we in, man. You done lied, put a stain on that man's jacket for what? Because you on drugs?
Well, it's an opioid, so maybe he said he doesn't recall anything. Sometimes people don't know what happened.
True.
At that time.
But that's my point. You like you done lied, put a stain on that man's jacket.
I don't think it was purposeful. What he's saying is he don't even
that's a hell of a lie.
I
know he on drugs, but Lord have mercy, that's a hell of a lie to say Pooh Shiesty shot me. Mm-mm. That's a hell of a lie.
Yeah, he said he doesn't even remember giving that original statement to cops. You know, people who take those drugs and they don't even, they get out of bed, they walk around, they don't remember. And that's why it's dangerous if you have a memory loss during that. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, we got front page news next.
Yes, and let's talk about these Airbnb settlements.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. Don't let weak hair hold you back. Carol's Daughter's Goddess Strength Collection supports hair as it gets longer for hair that's 15 times stronger after one use. Available at carolsdaughter.com and your local retailer.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Last night, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Bucks 114-108. Nets lead the series 3-2.
Bucks in 7.
Tonight, the Sixers play the Hawks at 7:30. The Clippers play the Utah Jazz at 10 p.m. I think the Nets got it. What else you got, Yee?
Well, let's talk about an angry mob in Utah. They actually ran down a man with a car and then beat him to death after they heard he gave his pregnant girlfriend a black eye. At least six people swarmed Fred Vladimir Ortiz behind Smith's grocery store on Monday afternoon. His girlfriend is a dog breeder. The group was over her house looking for a puppy when she told them that he hit her and gave her a black eye a few days earlier. And that's when the group, which included a 13-year-old, ran out of the house after him. One suspect, 19-year-old Oceana Martinez, hit Ortiz with a Volkswagen Beetle. Ortiz kept running. His attackers did catch him. They used a pole while he was on the ground, and they ended up beating him to death.
Damn.
That is a crazy situation.
I mean, I like the brothers defending him, but he don't have to be beat to death. Jesus Christ.
All right, now let's talk about Airbnb. They did this whole article. It's kind of an expose on Airbnb. Now, they're saying that Airbnb reportedly paid a woman $7 million in exchange for her not blaming the company for her rape. Now, the situation that happened, right, it was a very popular Airbnb location that was in Times Square. And it was so popular that a set of keys was left at the counter of a nearby bodega for Airbnb renters to pick up. That's where an Australian woman and a group of her friends got the keys from the bodega nearby. They didn't even need ID. They arrived in Manhattan to celebrate New Year's Eve back in 2015. The apartment had been advertised on Airbnb, even though a lot of short-term rentals are illegal in New York. Now, soon after the new year rang in, the woman left her friends where they were celebrating and went back to the apartment on her own. And she didn't notice there was a man standing in the shadows as she walked into the bathroom. By the time she realized she wasn't alone, there was a kitchen knife pointed down at her. He grabbed her, shoved her onto a bed, and raped her. And she was too scared to scream. When the cops came, the man did return while the cops were in the apartment and peered into the doorway. That's how they caught him, emptied his backpack. They found one of her earrings, a set of keys to the apartment, and a knife. So they're talking about Airbnb, and they said Airbnb allegedly wrote a woman, that woman, a check for $7 million, which is one of the biggest payouts they've ever made, in exchange for her signing an agreement not to talk about the settlement or imply responsibility or liability on the part of Airbnb or the host. Now, they're talking about the way that Airbnb has handled crimes like that attack that happened in New York City. And they're saying that the safety team has been critical to the company's growth. They discussed other incidents where they've tried to get people to stop talking about things that have happened while they've been in Airbnbs. And imagine how dangerous that is, right? You just leave a set of keys in the bodega. Anybody could copy those keys.
Could copy any keys. If you really think about it, I could get an Airbnb, get a key, and go copy them.
Right, so what is the safety?
I've never stayed at an Airbnb in my life.
Maybe there's a password you could put on the door or something like that.
So that's why they were liable?
Well, yeah, because that's a safety concern. And they talked about one woman, especially if you own a home, right? One woman talked about returning home from a work trip to find her home ransacked. Her guests had trashed her clothes, burned her belongings, and smashed a hole through a locked closet door. They stole her passport, credit card, laptop, and hard drives, and her grandmother's jewelry. So she wrote a post about it. And that's when an Airbnb co-founder contacted her and didn't offer her support. Instead, asked her to remove the story from her blog because it could hurt an upcoming funding round. So that resulted in a public apology, a $50,000 damage guarantee for hosts at the time, which now has been increased to $1 million, a 24-hour customer support hotline, and a new trust and safety department. So they're saying as Airbnb grows, so did the number of dangerous incidents that have happened.
You got to be careful. I've never stayed at an Airbnb, and the reason why is for protection. I like hotels. And the reason I like hotels, there's usually two forms of protection. One is you have to go through the lobby and people have to see you through the lobby. There's always cameras through the lobby. Then you have to get in the elevator and make it to my room. And then once you get up that elevator, then you have to have a key card to get in my room. So that's really three forms of protection, because most, you know, a lot of hotels, you have to use the key card to get in the elevator. That's why I've never stayed in an Airbnb.
Right. Well, you know, they've talked about the settlements, right? According to Bloomberg Businessweek, they said in recent years, Airbnb spent an average of about $50 million annually on payouts to hosts and guests, including on legal settlements and damage to homes. Now, Airbnb's response is that most of their payouts are related to property damage under their host guarantee insurance program, and that even six-figure settlements are exceptionally rare. So, has anybody here stayed in an Airbnb? None of y'all?
Yeah.
I mean, I've rented houses, but not Airbnbs.
All right. Well, this is just something to keep your eye on, because they're very secretive about it. And some of their former employees are now speaking, but they have signed NDAs. So they have to be really careful about what they say.
Definitely rent homes when I leave the country, go on vacation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Yeah, but I don't Airbnb.
I mean, I guess renting a villa, even if it's not on Airbnb, is just as dangerous, because anything could happen.
In somebody's house.
Because you're going through rental. Those rental property places.
A lot of times, especially out the country, they're gated, they're protected, mm-hmm. there's security. It's a little different than just popping up and getting the key and walking.
Yeah, you can't just get the key.
And with those rentals, there's maintenance. They come clean the rooms. Mm-hmm. They come change the sheets.
It's like staying in a hotel.
Yeah, but you're just renting the thing. But yeah, I never. Mm-mm. I don't even have the app on my phone, if there is an app. All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, when we come back, the Migos will be joining us. Their album's in stores right now.
Culture 3.
We're going to kick it with them when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. They've been here numerous times. And we said it's only right to give these brothers their flowers.
That's right.
We have the Migos in the building.
Quavo, Takeoff, Offset. It's good to see y'all,
today's
man.
Today's a celebration.
Right. It is. We celebrating y'all. I saw Offset. I think it was Offset last year who said that y'all don't get y'all flowers.
Yeah,
have you feel like that's changed a little bit?
I smell it right now.
Yeah, they didn't gave it back. They didn't been delivered to the door.
Smell them. I do smell them. Absolutely.
They literally bought you flowers.
We did. We got the balloons for y'all.
Bringing the flowers.
I smell them.
Now mind you, it says culture. Two, because the third
one
deflated.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
We got y'all some flowers. Three dozen roses for the Migos. Some other flowers for y'all, too. That's 3.5 grams of some good ass weed.
There you go.
It's legal now.
Charlamagne,
Charlamagne's serving us. Don't tell me he's serving us.
No, my brother Wax got a weed line.
Charlamagne
trapping.
So the new album is out right now. We just want to say congratulations. And let's go through it, man. I know you don't usually get interviews like this, but we want to show love, man.
That's cool.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate
it. Listen, y'all been the most impactful rap group of the past decade.
Yes, sir, man.
Right? So, you know, we got to celebrate that.
I appreciate that.
And
appreciate
y'all been working really hard.
Thank you.
Grinding.
So let's talk about it. How long did it take to get Culture 3 finished? What was the process in recording this album? Because I know one lives in L.A., some live in Atlanta, some live somewhere else.
And y'all been talking about this album for like 3 years.
That's right.
Yeah. It took us like 2.5 years. Last summer we was getting ready in L.A. And we stayed in this house together. And we stayed there for like 6 months just going in and just piecing it up. We had like, I think like 6 or 7 records from that time. It's still on the album.
We went to Miami too.
Yeah, then we went to Miami. We were just taking like little trips together and just
did y'all have to reconnect the chemistry? Because I mean, y'all doing so many different things. Did y'all have to sit there together and say, let's reconnect?
I mean, we was recording through the pandemic since it started. We already record, but you know what I mean, since that we just putting, since it was time to get the game back, we had to just pick and choose and just going to got, you know what I'm saying, championship mode, grind mode.
We recorded everything together,
and
too.
And the chemistry there now. We don't forget that. Yeah, we grew up together, off. You know what I'm saying? We already know what each other thinking, each other doing. We don't see each other, so it's magic when we get together.
Did the money ever make y'all too comfortable?
Nah.
Damn, nah. Not even a little bit?
Nah.
Nah.
I don't feel like we ain't never stopped working.
Charlamagne was kind of like upset because he was saying we sold the sauce. So we were selling the sauce too much. Like, coming from where we came from, you got to give me fuck the sauce. You got to sell them the sauce because else we selling something else.
But it feel like everybody took the Migos wave and y'all hadn't really capitalized on it the way I think y'all should have.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I think that's what we do it for, to inspire. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, you're right.
It's so different when we flash back to the first time y'all was up here to where we are now.
Offset was in jail.
I wasn't
in
here.
Yeah. Offset was in here.
Takeoff was the most talkative.
We shouted you out, though.
Yep. Yeah. Offset was in jail. Takeoff was the most talkative. And Quavo Dreads was short.
We got to do a side-by-side or something.
That was a long time ago.
At what point did y'all realize that if y'all don't start, like, speaking up and demanding your credit, y'all may not get it?
You know, you see the people say little things, you know what I mean? But I feel like we was missing. We just ain't putting a product out.
They were counting out groups, though, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They still do that now.
They was always talking about other artists. They don't never say nothing about groups. Or when they talk about single artists, they don't place us as one, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like we trying to staple ourselves as one whole artist, you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we do our things separately and together as a whole. Migos is one man band, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even if you don't get your credit, I think you, or ask for it, you work hard, you feel me? And it's just gonna show itself.
Oh God.
How did this album evolve, though, from when you guys first started doing it to where we are now? Because I'm sure you had to push it back, the pandemic happened. So what was the process from where you started off, like, this is what it's gonna be, to where you got it to?
It was like 60% done, like for like 2 years. These last records, like Justin Bieber, Drake,
they be coming last minute.
Cardi,
best records.
All them records came like 2-3 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? So we just made sure we laid down the foundation, and then all the good started coming in.
With the time though, it was hard to chew though, cause we probably got like 700 songs recorded since we dropped. Dang. I can show it in my media too. Like, it's like 600 songs, 589.
I got one and he got one.
How did y'all know Culture would be a trilogy? Did y'all plan it like that from the start?
They kept counting us out every time we dropped another Culture. They said it wasn't gonna be good as Culture 1.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we came back and proved them right. So we wanted to do that. It put that, you know what I'm saying, that pressure on us, and we're like, we had a goal to set, you know what I'm saying, cause we always wanted to outshine or out, you know what I'm saying, do the first ones or the second ones. Like with music, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now with the videos, y'all filmed in Jamaica for Why Not?
Yeah, and we filmed that in Jamaica.
I saw PopCon in there. What was that experience?
That was hard.
Shout out to PopCon.
That's hard. He hard, man.
He just pulled up? Or?
Yeah, he pulled up. Yeah,
like 100 deep.
Real trenches,
100 deep.
I ain't playing. Yeah, they pulling up.
Jamaica?
But we were shooting the Khaled video.
Jamaica
first.
Was fun. We were shooting. Yeah, we shot the her video with Khaled, and then we shot our video.
That time, said we about to shoot our video.
Y'all said Khaled was very hospitable.
Yeah, my boy is a player.
What did he lay out for y'all?
Respectfully,
man.
He sent the jet. He having a good chef when you get to the house.
So he sent the jet. Had a chef.
He got the best chef in the world. Y'all ain't.
Chef.
Y'all got to eat over there. Y'all ain't did that yet.
Nope. Different.
Oh man.
That's when you got that.
Food is crazy.
Yeah, that's when you go make the record, though. You feel me? Yeah.
So when y'all clear to make the record, I'm gonna send the chef. I'm gonna get the chef.
Yeah.
Put y'all up.
Nice one call. I got a record for you.
I
need you to get here.
After we do, ask you where you want to shoot the record. I said I never went to Jamaica. He said we gone. Yeah. Boom. Fired up the jet. Shot the video. Shot our video. It was magic ever since then. Yeah,
after the video, he said y'all. You know what I'm saying? Good. Y'all good. Y'all chill. Y'all gotta leave. Y'all
everything. Kitchen.
And Khaled fit the whole bill?
Enjoy Jamaica.
Khaled fit the whole I guess.
I don't know. Come on, man. You know he do it big.
Shout to Khaled. So whose idea was it to do the Avalanche record?
I cooked that beat up right
there
from scratch.
Yeah, Cleveland,
you
produced that. Yeah. My boy cooked that beat up. Me and DJ Darrell.
Yeah, my boy Darrell.
We be cooking up beats.
Where were you listening to that? Were you at the crib and it came on one of the old stations, or you was like, mama, listen to this record?
It was just in my head, the Temptation song. I was just like, I know we can rap on anything once we pull it up. And I was just like, Darrell, let's get it. I need you to goddamn pull this up. We actually pulled it off of YouTube and then started working from there. Then Motown got the, you know what I'm saying? We with Motown, the Temptation there too. So I just got the whole setup and files and just broke it down and went to work.
And when y'all heard it, y'all knew immediately that was it.
Yeah, I knew I was real. Mm-hmm.
It felt good.
When I heard that bass line come in, okay, first he was rapping on top for like 30 seconds and the bass line hit. I was like, ooh, yeah. this is smash.
Papa Rolling Stone, mm-hmm. They got Rolling Stones in the bezel.
And y'all ain't even got no hook. It feel like y'all just wanted to get on there and snap and let people know y'all, you know, y'all do this for real.
Just walk on it.
I saw Jay-Z commented on that song, first and foremost.
Shout out to Hov.
Is that the ultimate cosign?
That's the ultimate cosign.
Yeah, he don't get no bigger than that.
I'm telling you.
He done made it to another planet rapping. Mm-hmm. He started out rapping.
All right, when we come back, we got more with the Migos. Let's play a joint off their album. This is Avalanche. It's the Breakfast Club. That was Avalanche, the Migos. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the Migos. Charlamagne?
Quib, I'll be wondering, how you got so tapped in with New York artists? Whether it was Pop Smoke or Bobby Smurda, how did those relationships happen?
Man, shout out to New York, man. I'm in my second spot, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just all love, man. Just 1,000. Them boys 1,000. Pop Smoke was 1,000. Just always RIP rest of soul, always just ready to learn, just lock in, just soak it up. And every time he always just reacted fast like he already knew what he wanted to do. And then Bobby, they've been our dogs since 2013, and we just stayed locked in ever since.
Mm-hmm. Y'all doing an album with him? Y'all doing an album together? Or project?
With Bobby?
Yeah,
we got to finish the Shmigo.
Shmigo.
Mm-hmm. I feel like y'all met at Powerhouse back in the day.
I don't think that was the first time.
I think it was
y'all knew them before then? Okay.
It was like Rochester, yeah. New York or something like
y'all
that.
Y'all got family out here? Because you be in the craziest spots in New York. I be seeing you pop up and be like, how the f*** are you here?
You know I'm having family.
Yeah,
you know I'm having family.
Hello.
Yeah,
I was like,
So yeah, that make us got family. We got family out here too. You know what I mean?
Because Quavo, you even with Pop Smoke, you was on him early.
For sure.
Like, y'all was connected early.
Don't y'all got an album or something?
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of songs we was finna put together. I don't know if we gonna do it now. I gotta holler at Steven Victor, but that's who made it happen. I just told him he was hard, and he was in L.A. I told him to pull up on me, and then ever since then, we made Shake the Room and Light It Up, the one that's on our album. We made that twice the same day. We went to London, made like 4 records, West Coast. Every time we got together, we just made something and put it out, so.
And I heard you say on the new album that you wish you could have him up under your wing. So even when y'all had that time together, what was the relationship like?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like mentoring and just making sure he, you know what I'm saying, going through what we were, you know what I'm saying, going through
mm-hmm.
the right motions and asking about females and all type of things like that.
How do situations like that, you know, alter the way y'all move? You know what I mean? When you see the untimely things that happen to brothers like Pop Smoke.
Gotta move militant, man, move. Like you got something to lose. I got kids to go home to. You know what I'm saying? So I don't be believing in a tough man. Like, I'm gonna pay what I gotta pay to protect my family, everything. I'm having security at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting outside my house 24 hours. You gotta protect yourself. You can work a lot.
Yeah.
You can lose a lot. Crazy right now.
A lot of people depend on you.
Robberies and carjackings. You see the security guard got shot at Lenox Mall. Did that make y'all move different in your own hometown?
Nah, it definitely make you move different. Make you think about life. You know what I'm saying, Mo? Think about your decisions. And you be like, man, so much stuff happening. We got to move. You know what I'm saying? We got to move right.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that, because Offset, you've come a long way from jumping off stage with the Falcon Punch and getting your own hands dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you gotta clean up, understand the business side of everything, and become a man for real.
And moving right, yeah, in that aspect too, Offset, we know you're good and married, but for Takeoff and Quavo, how do you know a woman loves you for you? Like, how do you even date now, not knowing what people's intentions are?
I don't. It's so hard.
What you see?
You gotta be scared to death.
That's what I asked them. That's why I asked them on the new album. What you see? I want to know what they see. I really know what they see, because
about 100 million.
I feel like they see and say everybody else. So I'm trying to see what y'all see.
So how do you date? Like, what do you DMs? Is it people you know? Is it somebody hook me up?
I ain't got no tea now. You try to get some tea.
No, you ain't got to name names, but I'm just saying, like,
let's cut right here for some tea. I ain't got no tea.
You ain't got to be specific, but I'm just saying, like, how does it happen then? Because, like I said, you don't know.
I feel like everything happened for a reason, so I feel like if God. Not for real though. So, I mean, I believe in God, so I feel like God got that special one for me. And I be asking him, like, is this the one? You don't know, you know what I mean? So I'll be telling him. I feel like he gonna let me know when it's the one.
Good answer.
That's a hell of a line, too.
Amen. Amen.
Any woman that asks you that, that's what you say. If it's God's will.
That's what I'm saying.
Take that, ye.
Amen.
God.
Now, what have been the benefits?
Hold on, Quavo didn't answer. How do you know what somebody wants from you, though?
Like, you just live and you learn. You just go through the motions.
See, I ain't got time to be living and learning and going through the motions. I ain't got too many mistakes to make, you know what I mean?
Now, what have been the benefits of being in a group the past 10 years?
You got brothers to call and talk about all this good
everything. It's a lot of anything. I can talk to them about anything. I ain't got to hold back now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the celebration like for y'all? Like, when the album was done and turned in, what did you guys do?
At the house, just going crazy. Just
Went out to eat.
Yeah, we did eat too, though. Mm-hmm. Probably go out to eat today, too.
Y'all ain't tired at all. I seen y'all in Miami one night. Y'all went in LA the next
slept.
Night.
We haven't got no sleep.
Atlanta the next night.
No sleep.
New York this morning.
We probably getting like 3 hours of sleep since this whole, these last 2 weeks.
That's why you got the
game
holograms.
Last night.
Yeah.
That's why you got the holograms everywhere.
So now we got the holograms in the city. We trying to time travel. Anybody got a time traveling machine, just let us know.
For real.
That's what we trying to do.
Now let's talk about this Mount Rushmore of Atlanta. Because I saw y'all talking about that. Is that an all-time list y'all feel like y'all should be on, or just
all
the past
time,
decade?
Not shout out to the city, but all-time,
yeah,
all though.
Time. It's bigger than, you feel me? Yeah.
Once you create something.
We should be on there with y'all. All time, Atlanta.
Us.
See, yeah, we got to have our head connected as one, so that's one.
That's one, right?
Yeah, I say Gucci, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Tip.
Mm-hmm.
I feel Little John, JD, Tip.
All the way around?
Oh, all time Atlanta?
I feel like Little John, JD, Tip, and Outkast is one.
I put Outkast on there. I was just going to say that. Outkast is one. So,
got to put Outkast.
But if you, I think y'all a certain era. So I feel like it would be like, y'all, Gucci, Future, and somebody.
They said all time.
We're going all time.
All time is tough, man.
For the all time. It's only four, what is it, four spaces?
Yeah.
Four spaces.
So with us, okay. Well, come on, what else? What we got?
You got to put Little John on it. Little John got to be on there somewhere.
How big is
this mountain? That's an outcast.
Like the Crunk era helped raise y'all, didn't it, in a lot of ways?
Crunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's how we, it was the point we, that's how we had. He created a lot of lanes for Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to put the boy Lil Jon on now. You ain't wrong.
Yeah.
Lil Jon, he brought a lot of people behind him.
Crunk, Snap, that's all Jon.
And he's still getting money.
He's at Crunk and Snap. He's
right.
Yeah.
And EDM. He went EDM.
Yeah.
Down.
So you ain't gonna put Soulja Boy on there then?
No, man. Soulja not even from Atlanta.
I'm just messing.
Don't start that shit.
Don't mess with Soulja Boy. All right, well, don't move. We got more with the Migos when we come back. Let's get into a Migos mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Get watching, so I gotta keep the rocket. Neck, water, faucet, water, market. That was a Migos mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the Migos. Charlamagne?
You know, we've all heard rumors over the past decade of the Migos breaking up. Was there ever a moment where that was really true?
Never.
No.
Man.
We real blood family, man. Mm-hmm.
We got to say that.
Never that.
Who said that, too? That's Cap.
I ain't never heard that.
You know they say anything.
You never heard that?
It's like
they can be online all the time. Migos leaving, Quavo going with Kanye, this and that.
Oh,
like,
man, off, Cap,
Bad and Bougie was Offset song by itself.
See, what's wrong with the generation is they always trying to divide and conquer, man. That's what be going on.
We
like
need to uplift.
Mm-hmm. Who's the best and who's this? I might see something on Instagram that got two different artists and be like, Tap, if this person better and like if this person. That what wrong with the generation.
Why they can't be both on fire? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or is this trash or is this, you know what I'm saying, garbage, whatever. Like,
because everything be like
hard. It should, we should be
and
up,
we ain't
you know
never spreading
each other.
Money, and
majority of
these
platforms
good.
Be, you know what I'm saying, same, you feel me, the same, our same color. And they be doing some of the shadiest, what's the name?
They so tripping. Like,
we need to just, you know what I'm saying,
generation.
Do better.
Mm-hmm. Out of 700 songs, how do you come together and decide which ones make it, though?
Stand out. Come on.
We just get the gang in the room. We just play them. And
play the day hard. Put in front of the day ones. And
some it'd be like six or seven already. Just you don't even question.
You knew Avalanche was on there.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
You knew Straightening was there.
Knew Straightening was on there. Yeah.
So we came to get some Straightening. We had to put that on there. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe y'all got to explain what that is to people. I guess I'm like,
you got to get on the lingo. So you from the South, so you understand Straightening.
Your parents used to say that to you. Get this boy some straightening.
Yeah. See, I appreciate that, Charlie, man.
I can't believe people asking y'all what that means.
And lost,
too. Man, you got to get an understanding for you know what I'm saying? Get some straightening. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening. You can't get nothing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening. Ain't no straightening. Damn. Unless you get some straightening.
Y'all haven't had to do that to nobody in a while, though, right?
Right, yeah.
No, yeah.
Straightening could be straight, but I'm saying straightening ain't straight. We got straightening with the album
all the time.
Anybody that was playing with the name Migos, we got straightening with this album.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who thought anything, any thought process.
Put some respect, like my boy. What nice, my boy.
Yeah, right up. Put some respect on.
So you feel like people was questioning whether or not this was gonna be.
Nah, y'all gonna put some respect on my name.
Oh God.
No, you know what's great though is for you guys all separately, individually, have your own things going on, but that you could come together and that's what's powerful, right? That you all have all these separate projects that happen, and then you're able to say, okay, now it's time for the Migos to regroup like Voltron. And
you got
to
stay with your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Three-headed monster.
Can't have no home without the foundation.
So can we talk about the individual projects too that you guys have? I know my girl three. Ricky was working with you on a show, a streetwear show, right?
Ricky.
Yeah,
shout out to
Ricky. That's
my girl. HBO, man. Ricky, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. Black, strong, powerful woman, and she had me, and she fire. I love her. For sure. We did a show that's gonna come on HBO Max called The Hype about streetwear designers and giving them a chance to shine, because you know a lot of the big designers take their dripping, go and make all the money from it, they don't never get the credit, so we're giving them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right, brother.
Hell yeah. Wasn't that show supposed to be on Quibi?
Nah,
that was something else.
HBO Max. Quibi was the gaming show I had.
Got you.
Then the other show I had when I did Jay Leno's Car Garage and stuff like that. Yeah.
Y'all got a lot going on.
It's another show. So how did going solo impact the group, though? What did y'all learn when y'all went to go off to do y'all solo projects? How did that impact the group when y'all came back together?
Can't nobody. They still can't f*** with us. We can do it any way you want to come. Because all our albums were successful.
Mm-hmm.
And we still come back and be successful as one. So I feel like we just a different group. They need to put us in a different shelf. Because I don't know no other group that did that. Actually, now that we talk about it, like drop separate projects and then come back successful as a group again on you. Bomb.
Wu-Tang.
But ain't nothing bigger than
Okay, shout out to Wu-Tang.
Yeah,
since we did, right behind, that's good with me, behind Wu-Tang. That's hard.
Ain't nothing bigger than the group. You know, we realize, you know what I'm saying, the bigger the group get, we get individually. So, you know what I mean? We just worry about the group and get to its highest, you know what I'm saying, potential.
How'd y'all deal with the pandemic? Because y'all stay on the road. Stay on
the
festival.
We turned the pandemic into a pandemic. You know that's the shit that we on.
Nah.
Yeah.
And you with your kids, got to know your kids in school, so you got to be a teacher now.
Yeah, the homeschool thing, I wouldn't let them go to school. So that was crazy, learning. To try to keep them, they so young, like to keep them paying attention to the computer at first was hard. They weren't trying to do that. I might look my daughter, Lily, she be there while I'm there, and I go to my room, come out. She watch the TV, the thing playing, and the camera off. How you know how to do that?
She's smart.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How's fatherhood changed you, Offset?
You know, it make you see the bigger picture, see the real light to life. You know what I mean? Like, you be living by yourself so sometimes, and young, and with no guidance. So now you got to guide them. Now I got to guide them. And my kids really pay attention to me, tell me, like, anything I'm doing. Or I just catch them. Like, if I'm about to post a video, my kids are staring at me. So I noticed that I influenced them so big. So if I be on some bull, they going to be on it, no matter what position I'm in. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So just being a responsible father, being there for them. I ain't had that. So a lot of times, I done made some big mistakes in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to stay on mine.
Yeah, I remember when you was here by yourself, and then you was talking about wanting a relationship with your pops, and then you ran into him somewhere.
Ran into him. I ran into him. Shout out to him, man.
That looked like love, though.
It was love. Standing, I helped him out. You know what I mean?
Had a relationship now.
Haven't seen him since.
I seen him. He called me. I answered the phone. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Pops, man. I don't want to drag Pops through the mud or nothing not like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice meeting him. You know what I mean? Nice. I did. That's something I accomplished through my life. You know what I mean? So that's what's up.
All right, we got more with Amigos. When we come back, let's get into another joint off the album. This one's featuring Drake. It's Have It Our Way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was awesome. Amigos featuring Drake. Migos are here. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne?
I feel like that's going to be the next level for all of the Migos, the TV film world.
Yeah, we man. Yeah, we like it. We love TV.
Yeah, put me on TV. Put me on that screen.
How we working with LL? I see you working with LL.
LL, the GOAT, man. How I even work with him?
LL.
First time I seen him, I just told him, like, hey, man, put me on the NCIS show, man. What we doing? He like, bet. I'm going to hit you for real, though. I'm like, all right, bet. And then he hit me probably like a few weeks later. And then I had a meeting through my agency with him. When I sit down, he just come in, come shake my hand. I told you, I got you. I'm going to let you handle your business. He told me, like, don't mess up, though, bro. You a brother. You gotta ace this. I'm like, bet. And that's how I got the show. Straight off his word.
Wow.
One time he told me.
Closed mouth don't get fed.
Wow. Promise you.
Dead serious.
And no matter what level you at, you still can't be afraid to ask for something.
Can't be. You better open your mouth.
I said, why you don't lean into the dancing more, man? I've been waiting for that since that BET performance. I think it was a BET performance.
Ain't no shame, Mike. I ain't. It's about timing, and when you do it, it got to be iconic moments. You know what I mean? It got to be an iconic moment. And
we gonna set something up. We gonna hit the stage soon.
Hit BET.
The next show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, y'all at the BET Awards?
Yeah, I ain't running.
Next show, though.
Oh, y'all got a routine?
Come on. Man.
Hold on. The Quavo and Takeoff got moves, too?
His new steps.
Okay.
New steps.
Why can't be a routine?
Yeah. New steps.
New steps sound better than routine.
So y'all got some choreography planned?
Steps. New steps.
My man, footwork. Come on, man. I got the choreography going.
How much has the game changed since y'all got in it 10 years ago, man? Because that's a long time.
We just stayed dropping music. We ain't know shit was changing until they was telling us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we were just, like, just dropping music. And then once we found out, like, when we dropped our first Wild Rent album, it didn't do too crazy because it wasn't no mixtape. And we were thinking that, you know what I'm saying, it's mixtape style shit to, like, when you drop it. So we was like, damn.
Hurt.
It hurt us, you know what I'm saying? Then after that, when we came back, we had to just go back to our single shit. Just kept dropping singles, mm-hmm. singles, and then people had to, like, want an album, and then that's when we came out with Culture.
And we realized how, you know what I'm saying, man, some of our generation, really, you say a lot of, not us, you know what I'm saying, they know about, you feel me, the OG music, you feel me, or the, you know what I'm saying, the people we look up to.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying, the people who was born in the 2000s or whatever, it'd be still shocking to me that they don't know, you know what I mean?
The appreciation for hip-hop, for music, mm-hmm. in general. A lot of people got stuff to say and don't know nothing about it.
But even the way people looked at you changed. At one time, they was like, they mumble rapping. Now it's like...
It was a flow, though. I figured it out.
Y'all don't understand. They didn't understand the flow.
Because if they said we mumble rap, we can pick any bar or verse you think we mumble rap, then we can tell you what we said.
Well, yeah. But it was the cadence, I think. It was the cadence and the speed. We was coming.
I can see that.
We changed the whole two. If you go to 2013, when the artists having to bounce, but still right now, it's a little slower right now. That's why we be saying we motivated. We started this flow. That's what I think it just was. They ain't know what it was. Like, who these boys from Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
What
is they? You're too fast for them. They couldn't,
fast
you know
for them. Cadence, they weren't used to it.
But now everybody can pick up, and you know what I'm saying? That's the lingo now, so.
Well, everybody followed y'all. That's
we all dialed
why.
In, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Are y'all vaccinated? Because y'all got a song called Vaccine. That's all I kept thinking about when I listened to that
it's
record.
The Blue Benjamin vaccine. You know, the background vaccine.
Special kind of vaccination.
Yeah. Nah, but.
The Blue Benjamin vaccine. What it?
Yeah,
I'm vaccinated.
Are you all vaccinated?
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad.
You got vaccinated, Quavo?
I'm sitting next to Quavo.
Yeah, me and COVID, we, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got it.
All right, check this out, though.
You had got it?
You
know,
I got the vaccine.
Oh, okay.
I got the shot.
So, Offset, you're not vaccinated?
No.
Neither is Charlamagne, so that's the unvaccinated side.
Oh, I don't got it.
Nah. Listen, what I'm saying. This is the thing with me, right? Let me take my glasses off. So look, right. You want to take the shot, right?
Okay.
Cool. But it's good for 12 months. So, and ain't nobody really stamped that it stopped. So every year you got to take a shot. Correct. At this point,
like mm-hmm. the
that's
flu
what
they
saying, right? Yeah, like the flu shot.
My mama ain't never gave me the flu shot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my mama wasn't never going for that in the first place. My mama got a shot. My mama, she got it. But this is what I'm saying.
The vaccine.
This wrong.
Got the vaccine.
You take the vaccine. But we still got to take COVID tests right now. Vaccinated, no.
Right, because you can still get COVID.
Yeah, the vaccine's not a cure.
Don't have the vaccine, so you can give it to him.
What's going on with that, though? Why I got to still take the COVID test?
Because it's not a cure.
Because you can give it. You like okay?
Get you sick.
I'm explaining it.
I can still get COVID.
No.
No, I can't.
It's not a cure.
No, I'm explaining it. With the vaccination, if you get COVID, you won't get as sick and you won't get hospitalized. You'll be fine. But you can still give it to Offset, who's not vaccinated.
Hold on, they told you it was a cure?
They told me it was over with.
No, man.
Tell them again.
You can give it to them.
Then you can still get it, but you won't get sick and you won't be hospitalized.
Yeah, listen, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just hesitant because I've never seen them in a rush to remedy any other illness in the black community. Whether it's poverty, police brutality, up school.
Talking about they put magnets on your arm and you.
No, we seen that. I seen that.
I
seen
that.
We seen it on our.
What you mean?
A quarter.
Man, come on, guys.
To the arm.
If you got
a
penny,
it was a penny.
Not to my arm.
Anybody can do that, man.
Put a quarter on your arm.
He did it on his forehead the other day.
Yeah, it's a trick.
You got a metal plate in your forehead.
You got to be on your second shot.
It's a trick, man.
It's after the second shot.
You can do it like this.
That's a penny.
The head wet.
Some quarter off his skin, literally. Like, it was stuck on his
from the COVID shot?
From the second COVID shot.
And he got that. And like when he seen it, like I seen on his face, he like, man,
he
what?
He really knew that.
Oh, he was sick.
Johnson,
he was
Johnson,
sick by
Pfizer or Moderna? Which one
was mine?
He got, I think he got, what did he got?
He get Johnson.
He got
Pfizer. The other one.
Pfizer. The other one.
Pfizer. See, that's what I'm saying? Then it's four different versions.
Mm-hmm. Two is two of them, man.
I ain't trying to do all that. Then one got counseled. I'm not trying to be a lab rat, man.
I'll wait. That's what I'm saying.
When it's A1 and I ain't got to take it.
So y'all
don't
got the vaccine.
I'm vaccinated.
I traveled. I don't got it.
And think about how many people y'all take pictures with, fans that y'all take pictures with. You don't know where they been.
That's a fact.
That's why it go back to what
that's
I'm
why we're
saying.
About to do these new hologram things. But
the hologram's back to me.
And you got
to
think about all the times you went raw. It's kind of the same thing. You taking a chance?
It's not the same thing.
Let's get into a record.
Wait, hold on. Before that, I want to ask about the Savage Fenty relationship.
Shout out to Riri. You know she hit us up. You know my baby. You know what I mean?
Okay. I never heard him say nothing like that.
You know what I'm saying? I put that together. Okay. Yeah, I mean, but now shout out to Riri though, man. You know what I mean? That's fair.
Hey, we got something else for y'all. Okay. This for you, Seth.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Some nice liquor.
This for...
it's a Casa Dragones.
That's an expensive bottle, too.
This for you, Takeoff.
Okay.
And this for you, Quavo.
That's the expensive bottle.
That's that Casa Dragones tequila.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? About $400, $500 a bottle.
$500 a bottle.
You know what I mean?
That package is
you know, I told y'all we going to celebrate y'all, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Got to get Amigos. They
you ain't do it like Khaled did it.
Yeah, you ain't
well, listen, you know, Khaled, I act my wage.
Okay.
I act my wage.
Word. Congratulations on coaching 3.
Yes, sir.
It's a celebration today. You see that? No bullets. I know y'all thought we were going to throw a curveball in there. No bullets. We appreciate y'all, brother.
Oh, wait.
No.
I was ready.
You was ready.
You was, Quavo?
Nah, I wasn't.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there,
keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap them gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 16th, goes to a hospital worker in Birmingham, England, named Aisha Basharat. Aisha is 23 years old, and she works at Heartland Hospital, which, because of her, at least for the moment, should be known as Heartless Hospital. Now, today's Donkey of the Day is a teachable moment, and it's a simple lesson, one we should all know, and that is when you die, life goes on. The world will keep turning. The sun will come out tomorrow. The moon will set at night. Absolutely nothing is going to stop when you cease to no longer exist in the physical form. Yes, you hope that your family and friends mourn you. Hell, you may hope to trend on Twitter for a few hours. But what's guaranteed to happen is the world as we know it will move on. This is why you cannot live life for other people. Living your life for other people, living your life for other folks, validation is pointless. Okay, live your life for you. All right, not to please other people's expectations, because I promise you, when you are in the ground, nobody is going to truly care except the closest people to you. And guess what? They gonna move on with their life as well. And this story is a prime example of that. Okay, see, Aisha Basharat works in the COVID-19 ward at Heartland Hospital, and an 83-year-old woman who was a patient at the hospital died. Well, I don't know what the procedure is when a patient dies and you're a hospital worker. I'd like to know. All our hospital workers out there, hit us up. It's not like you have an emotional connection with the person. It's not like the person is a family or friend. So I don't expect you to be in tears or grieving, but there is a certain respect what one must have for the dead, correct? Even working as a hospital worker, you just can't get numb to death, can you? Well, Aisha Basharat is what some would call a cold piece with a cold heart. See, Aisha, 17 minutes after this 83-year-old woman was pronounced dead, 17 minutes after she was pronounced dead, she took this dead woman bank card and used it to buy chips, candy, and sodas from a vending machine. Now, I totally get it. This 83-year-old woman can't take that money with her, but is there no respect for the dead in England? The author William E. Gladstone once said, "Show me the manner in which a nation or a community cares for its dead, and I will measure with mathematical exactness the tender sympathies of its people, their respect for the laws of the land, and their loyalty to high ideals." Well, ideals here must be low. I'm not going to judge the totality of a 23-year-old, woman's character for this one situation, but man, how can you not have some respect and reverence for the dead? How hard is it to treat someone the way you would want to be treated, or treat someone the way you would want them to treat your family members? How would you feel if your grandma or mother passed and you found out someone used their bank card to buy some chili cheese Fritos, some Oreos, and a Sprite 17 minutes after they died? I mean, damn, the body's still warm laying there. Can the next of kin get contacted? Has the family been notified before you get to snacking on a dead person's dime? Also, what makes you think you wouldn't get caught? If you pronounced the dead person, dead at a certain time, wouldn't someone see the bank transactions, all six of them, that you made, Aisha, after the time of death? Like, come on, Aisha! Another bad creation didn't make a whole classic record about you for you to be committing crimes like this? That was an old head reference. Kids, Google it. Your parents, aunts, and uncles know exactly what I'm talking about, though. And yes, she did commit a crime. She's being charged with theft and has been sentenced to a 5-month jail term. It actually says 2 5-month jail terms. What is that, 10 months? I don't know. The moral of the story is she's going to jail. And these are the consequences of her poor choices and her lack of respect for the dead. Confucius once said, "We should keep the dead before our eyes and honor them as still though living." I just don't understand the lack of honor here. I don't understand the lack of respect people show for the dead. It's usually the loss of life which teaches us about the worth of life. And I would hope that my life is worth more than salt and vinegar potato chips, some Famous Amos cookies, and a Pepsi. Please let Remy Ma give Aisha Basharat the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, up next, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. Hello. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have it's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Alana.
Alana, what's your question for Yee?
So I just started this relationship, but I'm about to leave to Atlanta to start my own business. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, should I stay or should I just end it?
Why do you have to end it?
Well, he's not coming with me, and it's kind of new, so I don't know if I can trust a long-distance relationship.
Listen, baby girl, y'all haven't even tried it yet. How are you ending something just in anticipation of what might or might not happen? If you want to give it a try long distance and see what happens, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But I don't know how you're trying to make these big decisions in a new relationship already.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy, but he also has a 3-month-old daughter. So I don't know with him and a baby mama.
So he lives in the same city as his child?
Yes.
You know,
in Detroit.
Okay, in Detroit. And first of all, I applaud people who, even though he's not with the mother, he still wants to be there and take care of his child. I think that's an important thing. I would think it was a red flag if he picked up and moved with you to Atlanta with a 3-month-old in Detroit.
Well, I'm not asking him to just pick up and leave, but at some point.
Right. And that's something that you can't predict. Like, until you get to the point where there's a decision to be made, I don't know why you're making advanced decisions that's not based on anything. I feel like if you move and things don't work out, then you move on. If you move, maybe y'all will still continue to grow close, go and see each other. You'll come back to Detroit. He'll come to Atlanta and see you at times. Y'all go on vacations together. Long distance relationships can work.
Okay.
Do you want to break up? That's what it sounds like.
No, I really don't want to break up because he's really nice.
Yeah. Give it a shot, man. Listen, sometimes you got to take a risk. That's what all relationships are. Even if y'all lived in the same city, it's still a risk.
True.
And it'll give you plenty of time to work on your new business in Atlanta. So every night y'all will talk. Y'all will FaceTime during the day. You'll get really close in that way. Or you won't. But the worst thing that could happen is y'all break up. But I wouldn't just break up with somebody who I really like and who's nice just because I'm moving.
I agree. I was just curious.
All right. Well, good luck with your business. What is it?
It's called Sipping Taste Trolley.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck
it's
to you.
It's a trolley bus, so it's like a party bus.
Okay, party bus. I was trying to figure out what it was. I was trying to let you promote your new business.
Thank you. It's coming soon. We'll be down there July 1st.
All right, girl, let's get it. Hopefully he's going to be a supportive man from a distance, and it's not that long of a flight.
No, 2 hours.
All right. There you go. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need any advice, call her now. Relationship and all. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'm gonna
keep it real with you. Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Angela Branch.
Hey, good morning. What's your question for Yee?
Well, it's not a question. My granddaughter, she may go to Harvard University, and I wanted to see if somebody out there can help us so she could go here once she just come.
Help you how?
I'm 60 years old, and I want to do a fanzone page where I wear lingerie or something.
Wait, an OnlyFans page?
Anything. I'm just trying to find a way to help my granddaughter to go to Harvard.
What kind of page did you just say?
Fans only page.
Okay, is that the same as OnlyFans?
I guess that's what it is.
Tell her she know what it is.
I just want to make sure.
Now, you grandma or mom?
She's over 60.
I'm grandma.
Okay, grandma.
She wants us to start the OnlyFans page because her granddaughter is going to college, and she wants us to subscribe to help raise money. You're going to be wearing lingerie?
Yes.
In our era, we call that doing something strange for a little bit of change. Right, grandma?
So, grandma, tell us what's on this page.
I'm just trying to make it up. I don't know. I just need somebody to help me out. I don't know.
How old are you?
I'm 61 years old.
Okay.
So what's your OnlyFans page? You already started it?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I haven't yet. I'm just trying to get something together.
Well, Charlamagne loves older women.
I'm one of them younger hooligans.
Charlamagne is a married man. I don't know why MVP trying to prostitute me up. Like I'm not a married man.
I'm a married woman. I'm a married woman of 39 years.
I'm married too.
So I want to talk about this content, and I want to tell you there is an OnlyFans marketing book. We actually did a whole lip service episode on this that you can read about how to market yourself on OnlyFans.
All
right. That ain't what grandma want here.
Is this something that you want to do? I just don't want you to do anything that you might regret.
No, that's not really what I want to do. I'm just coming on here trying to see a way to.
Put your Cash App out there, baby. I'm gonna put something in your Cash App. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see you on OnlyFans.
What are you gonna say? I want to see what?
Yeah. What's your Cash App? What's your Cash App?
Sandra Brand 61.
What is it? S A N D R A.
Branch 61.
Branch.
Yes, like a branch on a tree.
S A N D R A B R A N C H 61.
Yeah.
We can't wait till you turn 69 for that Cash App.
No, it's not right. Wait a minute, I gotta get my cash app.
Lord have mercy, Sandy.
Go get your glasses, Mama.
Sandy, you gotta get it together.
Don't go chasing Cash Apps.
I'm nervous.
Don't go chasing Cash Apps and OnlyFans. Stick to the Facebooks that you used to. Yes.
Sandra Brand 60.
So it's Sandra Brand 60?
Yes.
S-A-N-D-R-A-B-R-A-N-C-H 60.
Yes.
All right, everybody send Sandra Branch some money. I'm going to donate to you, Sandra Branch. Okay?
You should create your own site, grannysandlingerie.com. I'm sure you could make a lot of money on that.
All right, thank you.
Listen, all these OnlyFans success stories got people hyped up.
Yeah, what would you do if you seen your grandmother on OnlyFans?
If it's for your college fund, donate.
You probably will in the future. This era of young lady will be grandmas in the future. By the way, we got people in our era right now that are grandmas now. Salute to Bernice Burgos.
Yeah, but I don't know if she has on OnlyFans. Is she on OnlyFans?
No, for sure she.
I don't think her
OnlyFans.
Grandchild is old enough to go on OnlyFans and see her on there.
Not now.
Right.
But I'm sure a lot of these women will still be on OnlyFans.
Bro, I would be or whatever the platform if I is. See my grandmother busting it open for a girl.
Well, she didn't come up in that era, though. So
you got to at least know what it's called. It's not fans only. It's OnlyFans.
Look, grandma call it whatever she want to call it. Could you imagine your grandmother on OnlyFans?
Nah, I don't want to.
Our grandmas come from a different era.
But what about Dramo's grandmother?
His grandma didn't grow up in that era.
Yeah,
the women that
grandma out of this.
The women that grew up in this era probably will be on OnlyFans in the future.
Envy has an OnlyFans page. I don't know why y'all looking down on it.
Yeah.
I didn't post one video on that OnlyFans page. I did that page.
I didn't ask you all that. I'm just saying you have an OnlyFans page.
But it's not me busting it down on me wearing lingerie.
That's not, and so maybe she don't have to do that either.
She said she wanted to.
She definitely said she wearing lingerie.
She said she was wearing lingerie.
So, Evan, you going to tell us she wasn't wearing lingerie?
No.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. All right. Ask ye. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about Rick Ross. He's not trying to do all these flossy things. He's trying to keep his money in investments. And we'll tell you what he had to say about private planes and mowing his own lawn.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Rick Ross was on Earn Your Leisure, and one thing that he talked about was cutting his own grass. You know, he has a 235-acre estate, and he says he saves money by doing all of that himself. Listen to this.
I began hands-on, still hands-on. I still cut my own grass right now. If I got time, I'm going to do it.
So you out on the John Deere cutting all that lawn?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, me and four or five of my homies.
That sounds more like it.
Yeah, yeah, I got a couple of homies. Shout out to Kano and the whole squad. But we get out there. We smoke us one, and we all get on our own tractors and go about our day. But the beautiful thing about it is the time that I get to sit by myself, reflect by myself. And by the time I end that for the day, I'm ready to make some business calls, step our game up some kind of way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I believe him.
That's crazy.
I actually saw, I think he posted a video of him doing the riding lawnmower. That's probably very relaxing, though. You ride around. I don't know if he cuts all the acres, but, you know. You cut a portion of it, smoke a blunt.
Rick Ross also told Forbes that he does not fly private. He actually prefers to fly commercial, and he does those Delta flights. He doesn't get a big jet.
I agree with that. I mean, a lot of artists go broke flying private. Private is expensive. Think about it like this. New York to Atlanta will run you anywhere between $17,000 and $21,000. That's one way. Hey, I'll fly first class all day long. I fly private. I do. I'm not going to lie, but it's usually when it's on somebody else's dime. I ain't paying for myself.
I'll tell you this. It is expensive. I can see why people would choose to do it, because it's got to be hectic for certain people like Rick Ross. You know what I mean? To just walk through an airport, people running up on him, pitching ideas and all types of other stuff.
But if you think about it, you know, you spend $30,000 round trip to go somewhere, you could use that money in other things. You can invest in other
things. I'm with you.
That's just me.
I'm with you. I love commercial. JetBlue all day, baby. More proud, more say it customer right here.
Delta Diamond, baby.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. So, yes, I'm all for that. Listen, I do feel like even buying the first class flight, I'd just be using other ways to upgrade vouchers and all of that. I'm always trying to find ways to save money.
You should watch Rick Ross on the Earn Your Leisure podcast, too, man. He drops a lot of jewels. Earn Your Leisure is on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, by the way.
All right. And Mackenzie Scott has donated $2.7 billion. She's, of course, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, who was the founder of Amazon. And she said she made gifts to enable this organization to continue their work and as a signal of trust and encouragement. She gave that money to 286 organizations. That's the third round of announcements that she's made regarding her philanthropy. In 2020, she made two similar surprise announcements. She donated about $6 billion to COVID relief, gender equity, and to HBCUs and other schools as well.
God bless her.
Listen.
100%.
That is amazing. So far, like in the past year, that's almost $9 billion that she's donated.
She got
the first thing that people would think is, donate to me.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying, I know that's everybody's first thought. Because when you say that story, that's the first thing people say. Donate to me.
Yeah, if you see somebody giving out that kind of money, yes, you want some of that to go to your foundation too.
All right, now Charles Barkley has taken aim at politically correct people, and he said it's taking the fun out of NBA on TNT. Now, people are upset about what he's been saying about women in San Antonio. This is the joke that he's been using for years now about larger women from San Antonio. Listen to this.
First of all, I've never said they didn't have good-looking women in San Antonio.
Yes, you did.
No, he
did.
No, he did. No, he did.
I've never said they got.
Didn't.
First of all,
he never did. You're right.
Let me say, Chuck, they got.
They are great-looking women.
How long did it take her to find those five women there?
No, they all. No, man, it's a great city. I hope some people have.
Don't be backpedaling.
Backtrack. Listen. I'm telling you the truth. I think it's a great city. Mm-hmm. I think they got the best organization in the NBA, but they do have some big old women though. I mean, come on now.
Now, he also noted that he's overweight as well. And
that makes it okay then.
But he's only targeting women. Let's just be clear. He's only targeting women in San Antonio. And when people were asked on the street about this, here's what happened.
So, Amanda, I don't know if you heard, but Charles Barkley says that there are no beautiful women in San Antonio.
Charles Barkley, the guy that doesn't know how to swing a golf club?
They have spandex in San Antonio. No, no. And Victoria, definitely a secret.
Oh, man.
They can't wear no Victoria's Secret down there. It's a secret.
So what'd you think of Charles Barkley's comments?
Oh, the man they call the round mound of rebound.
That's funny as hell. You call somebody fat and you're like, I too am fat.
All right. Yeah. So let's not.
Here's the thing about political correctness. Charles Barkley don't have to stop saying that. Charles Barkley can keep talking like that if you want to, but he got to deal with the consequences of what happens when he talks like that. People going to have backlash. People not going to agree with him. He, you know, might get in trouble, but it is what it is.
Or you ain't got to listen.
Nobody's stopping him from saying those things.
Right, he said some of the bosses at the network are being cowards with this whole cancel culture thing.
They probably just want him to, yo, Charles, you got to stop talking about fat people.
He said they won't let him talk about San Antonio anymore. They won't let him do it. All right, now let's talk about Jay-Z. He is suing Jonathan Mannion, who's a photographer. He does a lot of hip-hop photography. And that is because he's been selling photos of Jay-Z and profiting off his likeness without the rapper's permission. So he hired Jonathan Mannion as a photographer in the 90s, and Mannion snapped hundreds of photographs of him per legal documents that have been obtained by Rolling Stone. One of those photographs, and we know this is the iconic one where Jay-Z's wearing a suit and a hat holding a cigar. That was the cover of Reasonable Doubt. But they said Mannion was compensated for his work, but never given permission to resell any of the images. He wasn't given permission to use his name, likeness, identity, or persona for any purpose. And he has no legal right to do so. According to the suit, Jay-Z has asked him to stop selling photos of him, but Mannion has refused. And the lawsuit claims that Mannion has now demanded Jay-Z pay him tens of millions of dollars to put an end to using his likeness.
A lot of photographers do that, though. You know, they take pictures of you, and then when you post it on your Instagram, they sue or they ask for money if you post it on your website, stuff like that, because they say they own the rights to it. I'm just shocked that Jonathan would do that to somebody like Jay-Z.
I mean, you shouldn't do that. The problem, I think, is him profiting off of it, right? And selling his likeness and selling prints. They said he's selling prints of the pictures on his website for thousands of dollars.
I think that's whack. I think it's whack that photographers can take pictures of you
and sell your pictures. And then when you post pictures of yourself, they sue you for your pictures of yourself. That sounds crazy.
And look, Jonathan is my guy. Jonathan did both my book covers, but it's weird that he would do that to somebody like Jay-Z, because if Jay-Z stops messing with you, a lot of people might stop messing with you. You know what I mean? Future artists, you don't want that stain on your name. Like, if he asks you to stop using his pics, just stop using his pics.
I just don't know
but
how
the fact that he would demand tens of millions of dollars for me to stop selling your likeness.
Yeah, I just don't know how photographers can take a picture of you, and then when you post a picture of yourself, they say they want money for it. That don't
or if you
want to
buy the picture of your own, you have to pay for your own likeness.
Isn't it it's his art, though? To play devil's advocate, it is his art at the end of the day, though, right?
But you're taking a picture of me, so I should be charging you to take a picture of me, my likeness.
Yeah, but it's
well,
his
I don't know
talent
about
behind the lens that I don't think.
But it's me. It's my personal.
The piggyback off what Drum said, also, if you sign a contract and you sign the rights over to that photographer, right. The photographer owns those pictures.
No, but a lot of times these photographers, you walking you out and about and the photographer takes a picture.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing
like
that.
Like on the red carpet.
Yeah, on the red carpet. I didn't sign rights to that. But
that's why we got
to
use like Getty Images here at the radio station. We post stuff on the websites and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you can't even post a picture yourself.
No, you can't even post a picture yourself, which is crazy to me.
It's tough, though, because it is their art at the end of the day, though, too.
But it's my likeness. It's me.
But should they be able to profit off of like making prints of pictures of you?
No.
And your likeness?
Maybe both of you?
I would like to hear Jonathan's side of this story.
Well, he hasn't commented. Rolling Stone did reach out to both Jonathan Mannion and Jay-Z, and they have not yet commented. And that is your rumor report.
Yeah, you got
to
make that right with Hov, though. I mean, Hov is like the black godfather. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He got so much access to so many artists. So many artists look up to him. If they feel like Hov not messing with you, they may not mess with you. That could mess up your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right. Well, shout to Revolt. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Let's start off with a Tupac mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Migos for joining us.
Culture 3 is out right now. I mean, listen, man, you got to celebrate the Migos. That's why, you know, we celebrated them this morning because, you know, they've been the most impactful rap group of the past decade. You know, they are the father to a lot of different people's style.
Absolutely.
So that should be celebrated.
And shout out to Offset, man. I spoke to Offset behind the scenes, and he was excited about my car show that's going down in Atlanta on July 3rd. And he was like, you know, bro, I can't just bring one car. I got to bring six. So I was like, all right. He was like, just call mama, set it up, and I'm bringing 6-7 cars to the car show. So shout to Offset. I appreciate you for always supporting me, brother. And I look forward to that car show.
That's the point of having all those cars. All you artists that have all those cars, all you athletes that have all those cars, car shows, that's what those cars are for. Absolutely. You can't drive them you can't drive them all the time. Right. You know what I'm saying? There are four car shows.
And I also want to shout out to the New York teen. He passed away. They said he died for 3 minutes, and then when he woke, they asked him, you know, what he seen, and he said God had Tim's on.
Bro, that's not real.
I believe it.
I mean, you sent me that, and I mean, it's funny, but it's clearly not real. Here you go reporting it like it's real.
Man, why is it clearly not real?
Bro, y'all are ridiculous. Y'all need to open your eyes. Look at that. You can tell that's not a real headline.
I like it. I believe it.
Oh, God.
You don't think God got Tim's on?
What's the New York teen's name that died?
I don't want to put his name out there like that.
Oh, my God.
He was underage. But you don't think God wears Tim's?
Man, shut up, man.
What about Air Force
According
Ones?
To this story you sent us, it also said that he was fresh as F.
I mean, if you God, you're not
going to be fresh. You don't think God is fresh as F?
First of all, y'all should feel stupid, right? Because I Googled the story. Story's from 2016.
But no, I know it's a fake story, but I seen it.
You know where it's... You just questioned me on whether or not it was
joking.
Fake.
I know it's a fake story. It came from Reddit and all these other stupid blog sites, but I thought it was funny.
All right, just making sure you know.
Goodness gracious. But you don't think God wears Tim's?
Man, shut up.
This same quote in this article says, Ray Charles tried to lead me into the light, but we got lost. Thank God.
All right. When we come back, positive note. I want y'all to know God wears Tim's. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. And also, you know what? Shout out to Swiss Beats. Of course, tonight is the all women's versus, right?
That's right. Tonight is Eve versus Trina. Now, I know on paper it doesn't look like a great matchup, but I grew up in South Carolina. I know some women who love Trina, who worship Trina, who listen to all Trina's music. And you may not know all them records, but trust me, in certain regions of America, like the South, it's women that, you know, love Trina.
Absolutely.
Eve just had bigger records commercially. You know, globally.
Yeah. So shout to Versus, shout to Swiss Beach, shout to Timbaland. Tune in tonight on Triller or Instagram. All right. Now you got a positive note?
We do. I want to tell everybody out there, man, next month, July, is Black Mental Health Month. But, you know, I'm on mental health time all the time. But heal, okay? Heal so you don't push away the very people the universe sent to help you.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.